Matt from Mariana's Trench joining me on the line. They're going to be performing tomorrow night at Smooth Rock Falls, the Smooth Truck Fest. How are you doing today, Matt?
Fantastic, thank you. How are you doing, man?
Not too bad, not too bad. So are you guys, today's your travel day, right? Have you landed yet, or are you still on your way?
I actually just went through security at the airport in Vancouver, and I've just kind of found a quiet spot to talk on the phone for a minute, but I'm about to go into the lounge and, see what they're serving for breakfast. Probably the same old hard-boiled eggs that I've been eating for the last 15 years, but...
Right on. So, I was looking around, and this is your last show, right, of the summer. You got nothing else planned. What's after the show tomorrow night?
Yeah, man, this is the last, summer festival show. We've got a couple other dates at the beginning of September for some, college Frosh Week stuff, but as far as, as far as the summer goes, this is the end of it. I'm actually, we're playing this weekend, and then I'm actually going to Japan for the end of the summer, which is going to be really sweet, just for a personal vacation, so I'm really looking forward to that. And then come back, we play a couple of college dates, and then we're shutting it down to start working on a new record.
Nice. So is there any work on that yet, or is it going to be right from scratch? Or do you guys do any of that kind of stuff on the road, or is it all wait till downtime?
We don't do a lot of writing on the road, only because it's just kind of, you're always a little tired, and it's tough to, I don't know, I find it hard to be motivated to write on the road, and I know Josh feels the same way, but always, ideas popping up, and you jotting notes down in your voice memos on your phone with some good stuff for the future, maybe, but as far as, the new album goes, we have been working on some material. I was just in the studio with Josh last week working on a few things, and there's a couple songs that are, that we're close to completion, and then we'll keep working on the rest of the record, and hopefully have some new stuff out pretty damn soon.
Nice. Now, you guys actually, speaking of working on new stuff, you guys were filming a video earlier this week, right?
Yeah, that's right. It was a crazy week, man. We flew down to, I can't even tell you where I was. I was in the United States of America, and I was on the Oregon coast, and that's about as much as I give you. But yes, we did shoot a new video, and it's for a song. It was something that we wanted to do to kind of cap off the album, and we're really excited about it. It's some of the most epic footage that we've ever shot as a band. We had I can't even get into it. It's there was so much cool stuff. So it's gonna be it'll be a really interesting video. I think our fans are gonna really love it.
So now it's not for a song that you've already released as a single off this album, right? Because you've already done those videos.
Yeah, exactly. I will tell you that it is not for a single. It is for an album track.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I need to know.
It won't be long, I promise. It will not be long.
Is there a date that you guys are aiming to release it? I guess you just filmed it, so it's going to be a little while.
Yeah, we just shot. I mean, typically the turnaround is pretty quick on those things, but it's a big job to deal with all the editing and stuff, and we'll let our editors and director take care of all that. And I hope to see a first cut in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll have it a few weeks after that.
Nice. On the topic of music videos, who do you love video with, going around and, the animals and the people giving the gift cards and all that stuff? Where did that come from, that whole concept, instead of just going out, spending all the money, and, hey, here's a fancy music video?
Yeah. You know what, man? We've made a ton of music videos over our career, and they're always a lot of fun, and typically what we do is we take, our video budgets and we spend it on fast cars and explosions and chicks and that sort of stuff, we actually want to do something nice and actually give back a little bit, because we've had such a wonderful career and we've been very fortunate. We wouldn't be there without our fans and without a whole lot of other people that helped along the way. So we wanted to sort of pay tribute to the people that we love, and I think that was what that video was all about.
Fair enough. Swinging back to one of those videos, there must have been an incredible amount of fun and very long days trying to get all the paint off of you for This Means War, right? That must have been fun to shoot, but a pain in the butt afterwards.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, man. We flew to LA for that one and shot it underneath the highway in a kind of grimy area of Los Angeles, and throwing paint bombs around all day and getting into weird, I don't know what you want to call it, tribal paint crap all over us. It was awesome. We had a lot of fun shooting that one. Unfortunately, those videos where there's choreographed fight/dance scenes, it's always a little more challenging because I'm not particularly coordinated in that way. So fortunately we had some good help to guide us, but that was a fun one, man. I enjoyed that shoot quite a bit.
Nice. So with the, you said you're working on new music, you've been in the studio a little bit. What's the like the band's process? Every band has a different way of writing songs and contributing. Do you guys like sit down in a room together? Does one person write most of it? Do you all write your individual parts? Like, what's your guys' process?
Well, Josh is like the main songwriter, and he generally comes up with the concept and the idea, and then he starts sort of piecing things together in the studio, and then basically like we'll just come in and be like, "Hey, we like that. We don't like that. That needs to move around. Maybe, you know, throw this guitar part, this drum part in here and there," and it all just sort of comes together, man. But like, he's obviously the creative genius behind the band, and you know, I strive every day to be the songwriter that Josh is. And you certainly learn a lot from the guy in the studio. He's a consummate pro. It's pretty cool.
Now, I had seen an interview way back, not long after Astoria came out, that pretty much all the recording gear was from stuff in the 80s. Was that, I understand that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. We had a real 80s vibe going on the record and wanted to stay, you know, true to the era in terms of the equipment that we were using in the studio and the techniques we were using to record stuff. We're very fortunate that Josh has got quite a bit of studio gear that he's acquired over the years, and a lot of that is, you know, nice, beautiful vintage stuff that you would have heard on recordings done in the, you know, 60s and the 70s, and so we wanted to really incorporate a lot of that stuff. You know, we're still recording through you know, digital means, but with all analog gear and old guitars and old drums and old preamps and compressors and all that kind of stuff. It gets a little gear talky, but yeah, it was, we tried to, you know, make it as authentic as possible to kind of recreate that 80s sound, and I think it translated pretty well in the recording.
Yeah, well, was it weird to get used to a different guitar then? Like, or do you have so many guitars at this point, or you played so many different ones that it's kind of like, you know what, it's just another guitar for me?
You know what, man, I do, not to toot my own horn, but yes, I do have a pretty extensive guitar collection, so you get used to just playing switching all the time. You know, I don't like to be stuck in one guitar for a long period of time, even when we're playing live. You know, I like to switch it up as much as possible. It's kind of like if you had a sweet collection of like supercars or something, and you just got to drive something different every day. You just get used to, you know, having a sweet car all the time.
Yeah. You just want to show them all off, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That too.
Like, I literally, like, I'll change my pants and my shirt because it doesn't match the color of my guitar, I get bored of them pretty easily. Not to say I love them all, but, you know, you don't want to just play the same one all the time. And they all have different character and tone. And,
do you have a favorite?
Different magic. I don't know. I have a couple of Duesenberg guitars. It's a German manufacturer, and they're just beautiful. They're built like a tanks, and they sound wonderful, and they play wonderful, and they're ultimate road warriors. So I think those are probably my favorite these days.
Cool. I'm kind of just looking at your track, your singles listing. So there was a few songs before Astoria came out, right? Pop 101, Here's to the Zeros, that they never like got released on an album. Is there ever a possibility of having them released together as part of something, or are they gone?
Were released on a EP that we did that was called Something Old, Something New, and it was never on like an actual full length album. You're correct, but it was on a little EP. And what we did was we were taking our sweet ass time putting out a new record, so we wanted to have some material out to so people didn't forget about us, and also because Pop 101 was very topical, and we wanted those references in the song were, had we waited longer to put it out, it would have sort of dated itself, you know.
Right.
And so we wanted to make sure that came out quickly, and so the best way of doing that was just putting out an EP. And then on top of that, we had some old material that hadn't been commercially released, and we're like, oh, why not just give the fans a little taste of some of the old stuff, which is always fun to hear.
Yeah, well, I gotta say, you know, Pop 101, I'm a big fan of like comedic lyrics or things that can be made funny, and like you listen to that and I kind of get that vibe, right? You're like, it's so cliche. Right, and I love that kind of thing. It's just for some reason, like, lyrics for me is a big thing. One of my favorite lyrics of all time is actually on Forget Me Not on Astoria.
Yeah.
It's if memories are shadows, we best not waste the light. That's one of my favorite lyrics of all time.
Oh, that's awesome, man! We appreciate that. Thanks.
You're looking forward to the show. Is it all Astoria stuff, old stuff, all your singles plus Astoria? What are we gonna expect on
everything, man? The full meal deal. We'll we'll just rock until they pull the plug on us.
Until they say, okay, the noise is too much for the residents.
Exactly. We got to go to bed.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I appreciate it, Matt. Have a good flight, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, buddy. You take care.